Good morning, it's Darren with the Weekly Message. As we approach Lent, I want to invite you into a project we'll create together, a pathway of crosses, to walk during Holy Week in our social hall at St. Paul United Methodist Church. Here's the vision, a collection of many different crosses, each one carrying a story, displayed along a simple path with a handout to guide our prayers as we walk the way of the cross. I'm asking you to lend a cross to the experience, any cross that has meaning to you, a photograph, an original drawing or piece of art, a cross from your home with a story, something handmade, worn, simple, or unique. Here's how you can participate. Just email a picture to me at darren@stpaulchurchky.org. You can also bring your cross by the church office, and please include your name and a brief sentence or two about why it matters to you. I'll be offering a quilt that was given to me years ago. My friend said the pattern was called Pressures of the World. It's inspired by a crushed cross sculptor from the Church of Reconciliation at Dachau. When I look at it, I think about how life can press in, how the world can crush the things that God loves. And yet, that is not the final word. Scripture says we are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not driven to despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed, always carrying in the body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be made visible. Next week is Ash Wednesday, the doorway into Lent, the season that leads us toward Easter. We receive ashes as a sign of our humanity, and those ashes are placed on our forehead or hands in the shape of a cross. Even in the ashes of our brokenness, God is offering new life. So, will you share a cross with us? Let's build this pathway of crosses together. Blessings.